Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler, and trail boss for westdailyreader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 29 for 2020. What was happening during that calendar week of July 11th through July 17th in the great American Old West? July 11th, 1892. Striking miners dynamite the Briscoe Mill at Cordelia, Idaho. Unrest among Western miners will continue to occur throughout the 1890s. June 12, 1898. A posse led by then Sheriff of Doñana County, Pat Garrett, caught up with Deputy Sheriffs James Killian and Oliver Lee, suspected in the disappearance of Colonel Albert J. Fountain and his son Henry. Fountain had just completed serving as a special prosecutor against cattle rustlers in highly politicized Lincoln County, New Mexico. Garrett's deputy, Kurt Kearney, was killed and the suspects escaped. The Fountain's bodies were never found, and the suspects were later acquitted. This is typical of the situation at this time in the territory. July 13, 1898, Windy Well, some 30 miles south of Alamogordo, New Mexico. Oliver Milton Lee and James Gillard, accused of murder, are hiding out on Lee's property when they are found by a posse consisting of Sheriff Pat Garrett, Joe Espalin, Kent Kearney, Clint Llewellyn, and Ben Williams. The posse captures a guard, but the fugitives are warned. In the ensuing gunfight, Kearney is killed, Garrett is slightly wounded and routed. Williams and Llewellyn are drenched beneath a bullet-punctured water tank as Fallon winds up dancing bootless in sandburrs. The humiliated posse withdraws and the fugitives escaped unharmed. July 14, 1882. John Ringo, 30 on the gunfighter list, body found by teamster and wood hauler John Yost at the tanks in Morris Canyon in the Chiricahua Mountains, Arizona. He is bootless. His pistol's hammer caught on his watch chain over a fired round, with the top of his head blown off. No powder burns for evident. Johnny had been on a two-week drunk with Buckskin, Frank Leslie, and Billy Claiborne, and was on his way to the outlaw town of Galeyville. His horse was found at the Chiricahua Cattle Company ranch 10 miles away. Boots and coat tied to the saddle, reins over the horn. Why was his cartridge belt on upside down? Buckskin Frank Leslie claimed the kill, but Doc later said Wyatt had killed him with a single shot from a Winchester rifle. Wyatt and Fred Dodge wanted to be sure Ringo's death was noted, but not connected to them. Other participants were said to be Harry Goober, Johnny Green, John Meager, and Hairlip Charlie Smith. Here's another of those wonderful controversies about really what happened and why. Look it up and enjoy. July 15, 1806. The hastily planned and ill-equipped expedition to explore the southern half of the Louisiana Purchase, commissioned by Commander of the U.S. Army, Brigadier General James Wilkinson, and led by 27-year-old Lieutenant Zebulon Montgomery Pike, leaves St. Louis, Missouri. It's more likely that the true purpose of the Pike expedition was to assess some military installations and capabilities of the Spanish within the area of exploration. July 15, 1881. The James Gang robs the evening CRI&P train from Kansas City at Winston, Missouri. Conductor William Westfall and one passenger killed. Jesse, Frank, J.A. Dick Little, and maybe Clarence and Bob Ford or Clarence and Wood Hite. Who knows? July 16, 1835. The Sternwheeler Warrior arrived at Fort Snelling, Minnesota again. She has unloaded cargo, made the run back to St. Louis, loaded cargo, and returned in 20 days. During the 1830s, the Warrior was one of about 12 vessels that carried large amounts of supplies, mostly food and clothing, to Fort Snelling. July 17, 1881. Mountain man Jim Bridger, dead at 77 near Kansas City, Missouri. Member of the Upper Missouri Expedition of 1822 and one of the founders of the Rocky Mountain Fur Company, 1830. In 1843, Bridger and Louis Vasquez built a trading post that would become Fort Bridger, Wyoming, on the Oregon Trail. This fellow was a trailblazer and Army scout during Red Cloud's War, 1866 to 68, a notorious storyteller and a first-class liar. Tip your hat. There's a week, Riders. We didn't even mention Billy and Pat on the 14th. This is program 29 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, Kendall, Colorado Band, Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the Great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.